Welcome to Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Your weekly look at UBC sports from across campus, and there's really only one thing to talk about this week. It's your T-Birds women's basketball team heading to national championships in Calgary. The T-Birds head into the tournament ranked number two in the country. They have a tough draw, though. All the teams in the tournament are very good. They start the tournament with the Quebec Conference champion, the McGill Martlets, and then they have an opportunity to play either the Saskatchewan Huskies, who we know very well, or the Ottawa Gigis, a team that won the OUA Conference Championship and destroyed Windsor, the defending national champions, in that finals. They had a rematch last weekend. Windsor came out in front, but Ottawa's looked very, very good. And then if UBC can get through those two games, the finals likely will be a rematch against the Regina Cougars, a team UBC beat 2 weeks ago for the Canada West Championship. So we're going to preview the whole tournament for you. We're going to take a look. We're going to listen to some of the coaches. We caught up with Alex Viewegg, a fifth-year player for the T-Birds. She's been in the Nationals before. She's won a bronze baby before. We're also going to chat with Deb Huban, the UBC women's head coach. We're going to have a look around of who the opponents may be for the T-Birds. We caught up with McGill's head coach as well as the Gigi's head coach. It's going to be a great show. You got to stick around because we're going to take a look at what's going on for this tournament and what UBC's chances look like. And the best one to hear from first, and we're going to start off with Alex Viewegg. She's been on the team a long time. She has a real sense of what's going on here. So we caught up with Alex earlier this week before they headed off to Calgary, and she had some very interesting insights into what makes this team special and what makes this team tick. Let's have a listen to Alex Viewegg earlier this week. All right, let me just sync this up properly. We have a minor technical difficulty with this interview here, but we will get it all sorted out, and we'll have a listen to what Alex had to say earlier this week about her team's chances, because you know, she has really been an instrumental player on this team, and there are players from across the lineup that have played unbelievably well, starting with Zara Huntley in the middle. Also has been 5 years with the T-Birds with Alex, and you know, they talk about the importance of being together, being teammates. They both have been part of Deb Huban's program for a long time now. Also, Chris Young has really emerged this year, one of the stars on this team. And so let's have a listen here with Alex Viewegg.
Is my guest from the UBC Thunderbirds women's basketball team. And Alex, you've been there before, but you're heading back to national championships. Tell me how it feels to be the number two ranked team in the country and an opportunity to win another national title.
It feels really good. It was great winning in my first year, and it feels like we put it, or Zara and I anyways, have felt like we put in 3 years of really hard work to get back to this position, and especially to go in ranked as the number two seed. It feels like all the hard work is finally paying off.
Zara and I talked about this last week, but, you know, a much different feeling now, I'm guessing, for you than it was in your first year. Talk about how your roles have changed and what the feeling is like going into the tournament this time compared to when you were in your first year.
Yeah, it just, I think like the biggest part is that it feels like we've actually contributed more to the team. And we worked hard in our first year as well, but, you know, like we weren't leaders. We hadn't been playing with the team for 5 years. And it was a lot different. This year, I think it's a lot more real, a lot more special, just because we know what the time and the effort that we put into it. And then plus, like, it's, not saying it's our team, but like we've led this team for this year and the past few years, so it feels a lot better.
I'm pretty sure you can call it your team. You've chipped in enough to do that. What has happened with this T-Birds team over the last year and the last few years? It really seems like you're finally coming together at the right time here.
Yeah, I think we've almost just had enough of losing first round playoffs, and at the end of last year we met as a team like a couple days after we lost, and we just knew that things had to change, and we needed to reevaluate everything, and that's what we did. And we started training like a week or two after, and all summer, and we knew that this is where we wanted to be.
Alex Viewegg's my guest from the UBC women's basketball team. And Alex, McGill comes first. What do you know about them?
Well, we have watched games. We know they were the best in their division. They were the Quebec champs, And they are a very short team. They only have a couple girls over 60, which is a lot different than our team because we have a ton of size at all five positions on the court. So we'll be definitely looking to use that as our advantage. And they are very quick, so I think guarding the ball is going to be huge for us. But we've been taking, like, that's been one of our main things with our team the whole year. So I think if we play strong defense, it'll come out in our favor.
One of the challenges of these tournaments is the games take place so quickly. You go from Saturday, then do a game on Sunday, and if you're fortunate enough, a finals on Monday. What do you know about the teams that lurk in the next round, Ottawa, Saskatchewan, and then if you look even further, potentially a rematch against Regina?
Well, we know if we play Sask, we know them so well. Like, we have only played them twice this year, but when we had to prepare for them in the Final Four, like, we did a lot of work. So, I think if we do end up playing them, then I think we'll be very well prepared. As for Ottawa, like, we have never played them before, but I know, like, I met with Depp and they have done a ton of scouting for them. So I think, like, we'll have a pretty quick turnaround. But we're very lucky to be the first game in the tournament. So we have Ottawa and Sask play right after us. We'll be able to watch them play. And the semifinals the next day aren't until, like, the end of the day, so we have all of Sunday to prepare as well.
Is that hard? Deb and I talked about that yesterday. Is it challenging, the long potential wait? You know, you're on the road, and, you know, the adrenaline is going. Is it tough to have to sit that long?
It'll probably be hard. I remember when we, in our first year, there was a lot of waiting for that, and especially, like, the games seem to go a lot longer at Nationals. I don't know why, but I remember we were not the first game, and we had a lot of waiting around because games were going a lot longer, and then the nerves build up, and then the adrenaline gets going. But I think this year it'll be an advantage for us, especially with that space in between the first and second game, just to kind of regroup mentally, prepare, and we're going to have to learn a lot about Ottawa if that is our next opponent, but right now we're only thinking about McGill. So,
Alex Uig's my guest. Alex, are you nervous at all?
I'm not nervous right now, but I'm sure when I get there and everything starts kicking in, I might get a couple of nerves, but I think I've learned to deal with them a lot over the years, so I don't really get too nervous about games anymore.
So is that something you pass on to your teammates, the fact that you and Zara have been through this before, to try to get everybody else's nerves relaxed a bit?
I think we just keep telling them that we have to play our own game and not get too hyped up. Like, we've had, like, a bunch of, like, media coming to practices, like Sean, like, videotape. We just have to leave everything out and focus on ourselves, and say when we get to the gym, like, there's going to be big crowds there, and we just have to make sure we play our own game and do what we've been doing all year.
The pressure's up, but the pressure was up in Regina 2 weekends ago, and you guys took care of business, so it's,
yeah.
We'll see if it happens again, and we're rooting for you.
Thanks.
And that was Alex Viewegg earlier this week, one of the stars of this year's UBC women's basketball team. They're on their way to Calgary for an opportunity to win a national title. It would be the incredible fourth national title for UBC this semester, after claiming titles in both men's and women's swimming, as well as in women's volleyball. It's been an unbelievably successful sports semester here on campus. Amazing the way that they've played, but let's not look at those. Let's focus our attention on the games at hand. And first up will be McGill. And McGill's a team that doesn't have any real dynamic scores. They have two players that average double digits: Aneth Him Lazarenko at 12.2 points a game, and Francois Charette averages 11.1 points per game. They were ho-hum in the regular season. They won the conference title, but struggled in doing so, winning 11 games, dropping 5. They struggled when playing earlier in the season against other conferences. So won't be the toughest opponent UBC is hoping to play, but still a conference champion, and as Alex said, it a team that has a lot of speed and could use that speed to their advantage. UBC, a bigger team. So it will be a very interesting matchup. We'll hear from Ryan Thorne, the coach of the McGill Martlets, a little bit later on. But before then, we have to take a break here. And then when we get back, we'll hear from Deb Huband and Ryan Thorne, the coach of the two teams that will be squaring off in the first game of the tournament. It's one you can hear here on CITR 101.9 FM at 11 o'clock our time on Saturday morning. But we'll be back after this quick break here on Thunderbird Eye.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, welcome back here to Thunderbird Eye on CITR, your weekly look at UBC sports. And the one thing everybody's talking about around campus when it comes to sports is the CIS Women's Basketball Championships. UBC, number 2 seed, getting it going against McGill in Calgary Saturday morning, 11 o'clock our time. Deb Huband's the coach. We caught up with her a little bit earlier. Let's have a listen to what Coach Huband had to say.
All right, we're finally here, the CIS Women's Basketball Championships coming up this weekend. Deb Huband, the coach of the UBC Women's Thunderbirds basketball team, my guest. And Deb, it's been a long season, but we're finally here at the end, aren't we?
Yes, it's been a long time coming. It's mid-March now, and we're still in the hunt, so it's a great feeling.
March Madness south of the border, but here we have our own version of March Madness. This weekend, 8 teams playing. T-Birds ranked second. Do you think that's a fair ranking for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's a fair ranking. I think in spite of the fact that we beat Regina in the Canada West Final Four, they had a tremendous season and went undefeated. And I think if you go through their criteria for seeding, they are the definitive one seed. So we're happy with the 2 seed. And actually the 2 seed is the seed that we were at the 3 times we won Nationals in 2004, 6, and 8. So we're pretty excited about it.
And you got to win 3 games anyways to win a national championship. It doesn't really matter on the seedings, does it?
No, you know you're going to have to be playing your best basketball, and you know that it's going to be highly contested, and people are very, teams are motivated, and they're going to give their very best shot. So you have to, to come out on top, you have to be able to get through the three opponents.
So the tournament opens up Saturday, 11 o'clock our time, noon in Calgary, and it all starts with the T-Birds against McGill. What do you know about the number 7 seed?
Well, they're conference champions, so the conference in Quebec is fairly even, but they came out at top at the end, so they're playing pretty good ball right now. They have a combination of some very quick guards and one dominant undersized post player. They play a up-tempo style of game where they like to push with their quick guards and create in the open floor. And so, one of the keys to the game for us will be to control and contain their speed.
Where are those matchup issues for you guys? Are there any places where you think you can exploit them?
Well, we're the team with the size, so I think if we, if we can get some stops with our length defensively and rebound the ball like we'd like to defensively, then we should be able to generate some offense off of our defense and rebounding, and then make them deal with our size too. We'll be looking to get some people inside outside, and we have a lot of versatility through our roster with guards who can post up and bigs who can play at the 3-point line. So we'll be looking to cause some matchup issues for them, with the versatility of our group.
It's one game at a time, I know, but you have to look a little bit beyond, or I'm going to look a little bit beyond what you guys have next. You'll get the winner of Ottawa, Saskatchewan first off. I know you've seen the Huskies, but what do you like about a matchup with them?
Well, should we happen to play the Huskies, we're familiar with them. We played them fairly recently, so you know, we understand who they are and what we need to do to be successful. So they're a well-known commodity, which is nice, and I think we'd have the confidence going head-to-head with them. You know, their opponent is Ottawa, which is a pretty tough team that we've been watching some tape on out of Ontario, and they're the Ontario champion, but unfortunately had to play in a regional tournament last weekend. So they're a real tough team. I think you know, any way you slice it or dice it, it's going to be tough and competitive. And you know, although we know who's in the tournament, we've been diligent in watching tape and getting scouting reports organized. And our focus is on that first game and getting on the right track.
Deb Huban's my guest, and Deb, what have the girls been up to the last week? How has the time off been for you guys?
Well, we've been training hard. We've been we had a scrimmage last Friday, so we tried to simulate a game and brought in some high-level players to try and simulate some things for us and give us a chance to go 5-on-5 in a competitive environment. We've been, you know, taking care of our bodies and making sure we're doing the right things with our recovery and our physio, and while we're trying to maintain our conditioning through some pool workouts and things like that. So we expect to have two hard workouts today and tomorrow, and then lighten things up a bit more on Thursday, and then we'll travel into Calgary, and on Friday we have a light practice there as well, getting ready for Saturday.
How does this feel leading up to the national championships compared to the other ones you've won?
Well, I mean, it's been a couple of years since we've qualified to nationals, so, you know, it's kind of encouraging and validating to be back in the hunt again this year after a couple of years where we haven't been. I think, you know, we've been doing the right things, particularly since the last off season, with a lot of team building and goal setting and getting everybody on board and moving in the same direction. So it's exciting to be at a point where we're almost being validated for the efforts that we've put in thus far. But obviously we're going in there to, you know, do our very best to win the bronze baby. And so, you know, it's very exciting, and you never know what's going to happen, and you just got to go and be prepared, you know, take care of having the right mentality, and, you know, you have to perform when the 40 minutes is up in every game if you want a chance. But, I mean, never before we've gone in and really thought that, you know, we just never carry the attitude that we're the, you know, the favorite, and we can, you know, walk in there and have good things happen. We know we have to make good things happen, and we know that it takes, you know, a lot of people working together to do that. So, you know, it's the same feeling as the other times. The only difference is that we, you know, we haven't been there in a while, so it feels really great to get back.
Deb Huban's my guest, and Deb, last question for you. I know you can't control the schedule, but does it make a difference that you play noon on Saturday, then if you win, you won't play until 5 o'clock the next day? You know, you get a little bit more rest than your opponent. It seems to be a long gap to me. Does that make any difference to you?
Well, it is a bit of a long gap, and we are going to have to, you know, fill our time when we're there. We don't want to just be twiddling our thumbs and getting, you know, all excited about the game. So we'll have study hall. We'll maintain a schedule. We'll, you know, have team meetings and, you know, spend some time together doing some other things. So we'll try and fill their time a little bit, normalize it, so it's not just sitting around waiting for the games. But on the other hand, playing at noon is fine with us. And, you know, if we're fortunate enough to get into that semi, you know, we'll make good use of that time, both to prepare and to have the right mindset and for rest and recovery.
Wilson Wong is doing double duty for us this weekend, not only working for the university, but also we'll be bringing the games live from Calgary, so you can listen to them right here on CITR. Deb, good luck to you and play well this weekend.
Yeah, thanks so much. We're really excited about it, and thanks for your interest in the T-Birds and getting the word out for us. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Deb Huban earlier this week. They're on their way to Calgary. I'm Richard Zussman. You're listening to Thunderbird Eye. We're just going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to have a listen to interviews with two of the coaches who the T-Birds are expected to play in the tournament if all the seeds hold true. But we'll hear from Andy Sparks and Ryan Thorne when we get back. You're listening to Thunderbird Eye here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR is proud to present Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and guests live at the Norm Theater. Okay, maybe not live. But nonetheless, it's a Blues Brothers beer garden, and it's going down March 16th in the Norm Theater in the Sub. Join Jake and Elwood Blues on their mission from God March 16th with CITR DJ spinning and cheap beer flowing.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
All right, welcome back to Thunderbird Eye here on CITR. And like we mentioned before the break, all three UBC basketball games, if they're consolation games, if they go all the way to the end semifinals and finals, they will be here on CITR. We don't know all the times yet because it matters whether the T-Birds win or lose. We know the first one will be on at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Wilson Wong will have the call for you from Calgary. Drake Fenton from the UBC newspaper will be there to help him out. And we will bring all of the T-Birds games in their pursuit for the Bronze Baby. If they're going to win it, though, they have to get through McGill. It's the first team they face. We've been chatting a little bit about them in the program, but let's have a listen to the guy who knows them best, the head coach of the McGill Martlets. I caught up with Ryan Thorne earlier this week.
McGill head coach Ryan Thorne is my guest. And coach, you have UBC coming up first. Talk about what you know about the T-Birds.
I don't know much about them. I know they've got good size. I know they got very good coaching. They've got a pretty good group of seniors who will be able to, I guess, manage the game and give them a good opportunity to be successful.
Talk about your team a bit. Out here on the West Coast, we haven't had an opportunity to see you. So tell us about what we should expect out of McGill when we square off with them this week.
We'll shoot the ball, that's for sure. We're going to look to shoot the ball from long range. A pretty decent three-point shooting team. Like to run a bit. And just like to get up and down the court. I think that's going to be our big thing. I think our depth is pretty good. We are young, so you could expect to see some errors of youth. But I think overall we've got some decent talent. So I think just keeping people going and getting people in their fresh legs all the time is what we're going to try to do.
Talk about how your team progressed throughout the season and culminating in that victory in the Quebec Conference Championship.
Well, I think what we tried to set out a pretty good preseason schedule where we would face some of the top teams in the country. And we weren't very successful against those teams, but I think what it did is give us an understanding of what we need to do to be more successful, A, in the season, and B, in the postseason. We then started our regular season with some injuries, so I think you saw some early losses for this team. But as we got everyone healthy, I thought we started to play a lot better, and then you saw the success that this team could have.
A 7 seed is always tough in one of these tournaments. What are your expectations going in?
Well, I think ours are like everyone else's. We're coming in here to win a national championship. My belief is that there are no Goliaths in this tournament. I think everyone can be beat. I think everyone needs to come out and play a good game to keep going. So I think our plan is much like everyone else's, which is to win this thing.
Is being unfamiliar with an opponent a good thing because it sort of decreases the expectations?
Not really. I think any good coach likes to go into a situation and have his team prepared knowing the opponent. One of the things that we try to do is we don't coach a lot of things to do versus specific sets. We have systems, and so based on something specific that a team does, like, we'll know how to play it, and I don't care what set you're running, we'll just follow suit, right? We more prepare ourselves with rules as opposed to, okay, this team is going to do this all the time. We just look for those specifics and take our rules from there.
McGill women's basketball coach Ryan Thorne is my guest. And coach, last one for you. How tough is the travel heading all the way to the West Coast to Calgary to play these national championships?
I think we're leaving early enough. We leave on Wednesday to head out, so I don't think the travel is going to become a big factor. I think the girls are really excited about this. And I think when you get to a position where you get the opportunity to represent your conference, I think you put all that stuff aside. Just go out there and try to do your job. So definitely not going to look at travel as being a factor in this, even though it is a lot long distance. I think we're leaving early enough so that we'll be fine.
All right, coach, thanks so much, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Join this year's BFA and BA Visual Art graduating class at their fundraising event on February 16th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the CBC Studio 700. Join the graduating classes for a silent art auction and live music. So grab a drink with your friends and enjoy the exciting art and music at the event located at 700 Hamilton Street in Vancouver. All funds raised will go towards the graduation show opening this April.
All right, welcome back to Thunderbird Eye, and we're getting closer and closer to the kickoff of the CIS Women's Basketball Championships in Calgary. You can listen to them here on CITR, kicking off at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. And this next interview was a real fun one for me. Andy Sparks, the head coach of the Ottawa GGs, was also my high school head coach. I mentioned in the interview, I grew up in Ottawa. Coach Sparks used to coach at Ashbury College, where I went to school, and it was great catching up with him. But he's really turned around the program at Ottawa. He's made numerous national championships now with the GGs and is finally putting his fingerprints all over the program. It's the likely opponent for the T-Birds in the second round if both UBC and Ottawa win, and will pose a very tough matchup. They have a lot of players that fit very well against what UBC does. So let's have a listen to what Coach Andy Sparks had to say about his GGs leading in to this weekend's tournament.
This next one is a lot of fun for me. I played 1 year of high school basketball, and my coach was Andy Sparks. He's now the coach of the U of O women's basketball team, and he joins me. Coach Sparks, thanks for doing this for me.
Happy to be here, Richard.
So let's chat a little bit about your team, ranked number 3 going into the tournament this weekend in Calgary. A possible matchup with UBC lurks in the second round, but first you have the Saskatchewan Huskies. Talk a little bit about how your team matches up with Saskatchewan.
Well, I think Saskatchewan's, they've been one of the top teams in the country all year, ranked in the top 3, and, we've been behind them certainly in the rankings pretty much the whole year. We finished off well this year, but, we look at their lineup, and, they've got a couple of very experienced players, and they're going to be difficult for us. They've got good size in the post with a first-year player, Emerson, and, we think we match up pretty well with them, but, they're probably thinking the same thing right now.
So let's learn a little bit about you guys. I've chatted with some UBC players and Coach Huband, and they say they don't know a lot about you. So tell us what this year's GG's team is all about.
Yeah, there probably wouldn't be a lot of people. We've got 7 new players on our roster this year. 5 of them are first-year players, and 2 of them are transfers into our program. So it really has sort of been a one-year team this year, so they wouldn't have had a chance to see much of us. We haven't played a lot of West competition this year. We played Fraser Valley last weekend in the regionals here, but other than that, we haven't seen too many Western teams, so they probably haven't had a chance to see us yet. Size-wise, I think we probably would match up fairly well with UBC. They're long. I think we're fairly big as well. We can start 3 or 4 girls over 6 feet tall as well. I think it would be a real interesting matchup with UBC. But as I said, Saskatchewan stands in our way before that takes place.
I grew up in Ottawa, and I drove your center, Bess Lennox, to school every day for 2 years. And a neat reunion. You coached Bess in high school. You're coaching her again. Talk a little bit about what she's added to the team.
Well, I mean, we were lucky to add Bess. She's obviously put in 4 years at Western before she came to join us here to do her master's program. And, I did have Bess in high school for 4 years and coached her in the club as well going through. So, we always knew she was a top-notch kid. And I just feel really fortunate that she decided to, I don't know if she's finishing off her basketball career yet, but certainly to have the opportunity to coach her one more time has been pretty awesome. We've probably lacked a little bit of leadership in our program in the 3 years that I've been here, and that, to be honest with you, is one of Bess's major strengths. So she's really brought an ingredient that we haven't had in the past, and a will to win and a defense-first mentality. And, I really think when you get to a national championship that, there's defense is going to play a major factor in this. And I honestly think we've got, a defender who's as good as anybody in the country in Bess. And just such solid leadership, and she's been absolutely awesome for us.
On the other side of experience, you have Kelly Ring, first-year player, but highly recruited. Talk a little bit about what Kelly brings to your team.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly's our point guard, and for a first-year 18-year-old to be stepping into that role at this level is certainly a challenge. But she's represented our country on our U16, U17, and U19 national teams for the last 3 years, and she's always played up an age group, so she's got a lot of international experience, and you know, her teams in high school and club won provincial championships consistently. She was heavily recruited in the U.S. and, you know, I had the opportunity to coach her for a couple of years in club ball before. And, you know, maybe the connection that we had something to do with her coming here. But you know, she was a major recruit, probably, you know, if not the top, one of the top three recruits in the country this past year. So, you know, we were lucky enough to pick her up. And she really is a floor general and a real good leader. You know, she's had to take a little bit of a backseat in that role with a couple of fifth-year team captains on her team. But on the floor, she, you know, she leads things and great athlete and leads our transition game. So, you know, definitely been a huge recruit for us.
The University of Ottawa head coach Andy Sparks is my guest. And, Andy, it's a tough setup you have with the bracket. You have a very good Saskatchewan team sixth and UBC lurking next, but you play after UBC does on Saturday, so likely won't get a real opportunity for your girls to have a look at them. Does that play to your advantage or is it a disadvantage?
Well, everybody's got game tape now, so it's not, you know, we'll be breaking them down, you know, significantly after Saskatchewan if we happen to get by them. I've had a chance to watch them on game tape a couple of times and just live on TV a couple of times, and we know how talented they are, and you know, they're a fairly young talented team, but certainly one that, you know, we would look forward to the matchup against them. I actually think in the last month they've probably been playing better than anybody in the country, so you know, we knew we didn't get an easy draw when we drew Saskatchewan, because, you know, between Saskatchewan, Regina and UBC, you've got three of the top four teams all year there. So and that's our route to the championship. So it's not going to be an easy one for sure.
All right, now all that's left to do. That was Andy Sparks of the University of Ottawa GGs, the head basketball coach there. All that's left to do is play the ball games, and they all get underway Saturday, 11 o'clock our time. You can listen to all three UBC Thunderbirds women's basketball games here on CITR. Wilson Wong will be having the play-by-play. Drake Fenton will be joining him from the UBC student newspaper. Make sure you listen, and hopefully next week on Thunderbird Eye, we'll be chatting more about women's basketball and we'll have a bronze baby to show up. In the meantime, Richard Trimble and Mantra is coming up next. Thanks for listening to Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, this month's cover features the experimental punk band Shearing Pinks, three dudes who have been an underground Vancouver staple since 2005 and have over 50 releases, big and small, under their belts. Also featured this month are The Bleeding Hearts, who released their debut EP this month, a review on Wim Wenders' latest film, the 3D dance epic Pina, an update on the Rio's ongoing battle to show movies and serve liquor, not to mention a bunch of excellent show and album reviews, and all of your regular features. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music in Kirtan. First track is going to be a gentleman named Vishram Bar. Sometimes just simply known as Vish. He's one of the Mayapuris, who are a Kirtan group that have become quite popular in the past few years. He recorded this track on the Sud Ali Khan's release entitled Hang With Angels. It's basically him doing, although he's well known for leading Kirtan for his singing styles and also for his mridanga playing, mridanga being a particular kind of two-headed drum. In this piece, he's basically doing spoken word as a meditational guide, I guess you could say. It's simply entitled Breath of Krishna. So this is on the Yoga Organics label organization, putting out some very nice music. We're going to be playing another track that, from Yoga Organics later on in the show, also recorded by Gorey and Duke. You can give us a call if you'd like, 604-822-2487. This is Vishram Bar with Masood Ali Khan and Breath of Krishna.
Same in prayer to the Guru. Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Transcendental Supreme Personality, and that sound transcends from his breath into the sound, into the holes of the flute which he plays on his